My name is Birdie, and I'm a medium. That means I can communicate with spirits, amongst other things. I started seeing spirits before I can even remember. I grew up feeling cursed, but now I am taking control of my abilities.
My name is Robert, and I'm an energy worker. That means I'm in tune with the flow of energies that surround us. I'm immersing myself in the paranormal to discover where my path will take me.
Welcome to our Spirit Diaries. Hello, and welcome to the Spirit Diaries. My name is Birdie.
My name is Trogdor.
And we are your host. So before we get started, I just want to say thank you to our patrons. Oh my goodness, I love your support emotionally, financially. Honestly, though, all of it goes back to supporting the podcast. And if you buy any of our merch, our candles, our room sprays, our t-shirts, all of it directly goes back into funding this podcast and giving us resources to go on some of these adventures. So listening to this podcast and just leaving reviews, buying merch, supporting on Patreon, all of it, no matter how big or small, we appreciate all of it because you guys are making our dreams come true.
And we love you.
Love. Really, really. There, I cannot express how thankful I am for your support. I've wanted to share this story for a really long time. I've wanted to record our season since all of this started going down and these current stories. I am so incredibly grateful that I really got the experience to stretch my psychic legs more than I ever have. You know, and even though I've done private cases, they've got nothing on what I was able to accomplish and push myself to in this season. Mm-hmm. And I am so incredibly grateful that you all encouraged us to even do this in the first place, because without you, I don't know if we would have ever done a season. So I just want to say thank you. You all play an integral part in my story, and I'm getting a little emotional right now because this is going to be a very turning point episode. But thank you. Thank you. That's all. I can't say it enough.
No, we appreciate all of your support, all of your well wishes. And we got to experience a lot of cool things and are going to experience more and more cool things as the further this goes on and exploring ourselves and
sharing
paranormal,
all of it
occult,
with you.
And everything. Exactly. We're just kind of deep diving into everything and learning every week new and more things about ourselves, about the world, about you guys and everything. So we super appreciate everything you've done for us. And we just send in well wishes your way and are just appreciative for your continuous support.
Yeah, hopefully you guys are also getting, you know, so much out of this. I know a lot of you are listening, wondering if you too are experiencing the paranormal, if this is real. I can assure you, you know, these experiences are wild. And I really hope that, you know, with our season, we can open and shed the light on some stuff in the paranormal that I feel like it's filtered out. And a lot of this, this podcast is to share the things that I feel like get filtered out. It gets hard. These, you know, giving readings is not easy. It definitely takes a physical toll, and it can be hard. It can be really, really, really hard. And I think a lot of times bigger productions make them look like they're just these really simple things that these people go through. And I mean, it can get overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
So let's jump into today's story. Like I said, this is the turning point. This is the most exciting episode ever. I can't wait to tell this story. Oh my goodness. So I was seeing my boss's mother in the medical office I was working in. And she was there all the time. And she was really pushy once she found out that I could see her. Very nice person. But she absolutely wanted me to tell her daughter that she was still there. And I very politely said, no, thank you. Not going to do that. I value my job. I need this job. I need this income. I am not about to tell someone that I am a medium when I have been hiding this secret since the last time I had told someone outside of Robert, which was in middle school when I accidentally summoned a shadow figure for this girl's father.
And that turned out so well.
Yeah, that was awful. Everybody started calling me a witch, and I was ostracized, and I didn't want to go down that rabbit hole again. There was no way I was going to tell my employer, yeah, hey, your dead mother is here. You can't say that shit.
No.
So I really tried to ignore her mom, but her mom was getting more and more and more pushy. This one day before work, I decided to drive down a different road. We had just moved into the area, and we had only been living here for about like 6 months at the time.
Yep.
So I drove down a different road to work, and I just really felt compelled to go down this road. And I had seen these sparkly, like almost like a phoenix spirit flying down this road. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to follow this and see where it goes and maybe go on a little bit of an adventure before work starts. And I followed this little sparkly thing, and it led me to a huge graveyard that was only like
a block away.
It was at the end of the street.
Yeah, it was like, I'd say like half a block, maybe. No, 150 feet. Like,
yeah.
It was like, not half a block. It was more like half a shopping plaza, shopping plaza.
It was half a shopping plaza away. And believe it or not, I had never gone down that road. I had never known there was a graveyard there. And I'm sitting in this huge graveyard, and I'm driving through it, and I'm like, you idiot. You are working right next to a graveyard. And I am driving a little bit more, and there's a funeral home. And the funeral home was behind the shop I worked in. And they made this little triangle, like it was all right next to each other. And I was like, I can't believe I never went down this street. I can't believe I never went down that street. There's a whole graveyard and a funeral home behind the building. And there was spirit interactions in the shop all the time. And I was like, oh my God, it's because we're by another graveyard and another funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
And where we grew up, it just wasn't common. It was not common to have a graveyard on every corner. It was not common to have a funeral home every 15 feet. No. So it was alarming to me that this was here. And I went to work, and I walked in, and the owner was working, and I was taking over from her shift. And she was like, oh, you know, what are you up to? Pokemon Go was really big at the time. And she was playing, and she's like, you know, there's really good Pokestops in the graveyard up behind here. Have you been there? And I was like, yes. Ironically, I just went there. She's like, oh, why were you there? And I was like, I don't know. I was like, I just drove a different way to work. I was like, I popped in. I was like, just kind of looking around. She's like, yeah, I really love that graveyard. I was like, oh? She's like, yeah, that's where my mother's buried. And I was like, oh. And she's like,
you tricked me.
Yeah, I was like, dang it. And her mom, spirit, was in the shop at the time. And I like kind of side-eyed her. And I'm like, you little trickster. And she was super pushing me to do it. And she's like, yeah, oddly enough, I don't know if you know, but there's a funeral home right behind here. And that's where my mom's funeral was. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And there's just so much validation at that time. And her mom was one of the most present spirits I've ever come into contact with. Normally spirits are not like people. Her mom was like a real person. Her mom was just like what you would imagine, you know, the sixth sense, that kid couldn't tell if that guy was real or not. That's how her mom was. She was just like, chilling. And you gonna tell my daughter yet? Mm-hmm. You gonna tell her? You're gonna tell her today, aren't you? You're gonna tell her today. I never experienced anything like that. I'm like, no, lady, listen to me. I'm not telling her.
Leave me alone.
So it had gotten so bad. The spirits, the growly voice, the non-human entities, the people in the middle of the night. I wasn't sleeping. The cold medicine just was not putting me to bed. I was scared. I was frequently crying. The birds with no eyes were coming every day. And all of these events that I've shared in the past few episodes happened within a few weeks. Mm-hmm. This is not something over a year. These were literally days apart from each other, to where so much was happening, to where I just was exhausted and I needed help.
Yeah.
So I was 23. I called my mom and I was like, hey, mom, I need help. I need to talk to somebody, and that person needs to be somebody who knows how to communicate with the dead. Because I, like I said, I had gone through the rabbit hole of, is this a mental illness? Do I need psychological help? I had visited psychiatrists. I had visited therapists. I had visited counselors. I had visited neurologists. I had gone down every medical checklist. And I came out to, everybody was like, you're fine. And then half of them, it's like, if I could get in a reading, they're like, holy crap, you're legit. You're talking to spirits. You don't need this.
Right.
And even though I had that validation from professionals saying that you're not crazy, there's something unexplained happening here, it didn't make me feel better. I just was like, uh-oh, I don't think you deserve your medical degree. You're wrong. So I myself was not a believer. I couldn't believe. Despite all this, despite the validations I've had, I could not believe. So my mom had said that she had seen a psychic recently who she thought was relatively reputable. And I'm like, you're seeing psychics? You didn't even believe this was real. So my mind was still spinning from that aspect. But anyways, my mom opted to buy me a reading with a psychic. And I decided, yeah, you know what? Let me give it a shot. I wasn't looking for a reading. I was just really looking for advice. And as you all know, I've gone to circles. I had tried really hard to get help from the spiritual community. And I came up empty-handed every single time. So I am going to play some actual clips of this reading. I recorded it. I would highly recommend getting a reading from this woman. Unfortunately, she has retired. She is very, very, very old. And she is no longer able to give readings. So unfortunately, she has retired, and I am very sad because I definitely value this moment as one of the biggest turning points of my life. So, in this, let me play you a few clips.
Hello, this is speaking.
Hi. Can I have an appointment with you at 4?
Yes. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, just fine. We're going to be looking at you being sensitive to your surroundings.
Yeah.
Am I right that you want to kind of, we'll see what my angels and guides have to say, but you want to figure out how to work with or understand all that you're pulling in? Is that correct?
Yeah, kind of. Just how to, like, understand it, and I guess, like, which direction to take it, because I've tried blocking, and I've read a ton and researched a ton on, like, grounding yourself and blocking it out, and it seems to be like a temporary fix. So I'm not really sure which direction to go into next.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hold on here. I work with my tarot cards, see what information they're giving me for you, that I hope we got some stuff that'll help you. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what they're telling me for you to start is that your spiritual energy is quite a bit stronger than your worldly energy, because it took me a while to find the worldly side.
Okay.
Okay, and according to my guides and angels, the way they look at the spiritual side, the term I use anyway, is it's your intuitive side 100 times in strength. It really knows what you should be doing or how you should be doing things, but it won't make you, okay? But it might give you certain energies, and it'll change to kind of help you keep down your path, get things to be accomplished a little bit quicker, okay?
Okay.
In this case, what they've got here, and this is exactly what you're trying to do, so they're trying to help, it's got the Enchantress, or the soft strength. In that spiritual side, it's the woman taming the lion that's around her.
Okay.
So they're trying to give you the energy to help you tame the lion, okay, which is your abilities, okay, that surrounds you,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Right.
All right. And now the thing with the Enchantress and this energy is she doesn't use a whip and a chair. She sits there, she puts her hands out, offers, you know, maybe something that the lion would like, or is very patient until the lion puts his lap in her, or his head in her lap, and is very tame and very calm and very much about what do you want.
Okay.
So your spiritual side's trying to help you do that, okay? So know that. Now, this is really kind of interesting as I'm looking here for you. And I know from what your mom even told me that you've had this even since you were a child, correct?
Yeah.
Do you have, and this is what they're giving me to start, do you have a special connection to animals?
Yeah, for sure.
It starts off with the woman in the vineyard with the wild bird on her arm talking to the bird.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, girl. I mean, I love birds. I've got my parrots here at my shop and all that, okay? But when they give me the first card, is that card in relating to all this. It is saying that you are very much about, and this is what's kind of interesting, you're about being able to talk to the other side, all right? My guy going, beep, beep, right thing. You've existed on other planets or universes more often than on this earth.
I don't even know how to understand that.
Okay. Do you believe at all in past lives,
yeah.
reincarnation? Okay. Now, sometimes people think that when we're reincarnated, we always come back to earth.
Right.
Or we always come back as humans.
Right.
And I have to tell you, in between, because when you have infinity, okay,
mm-hmm.
because our souls last forever.
Right.
We also can live on other planets, other dimensions,
yeah.
and or other universes.
Okay.
And if we do that more often than on this earth, not saying you're an old soul, but more often,
mm-hmm.
then we get different ways of understanding communication. Part of what, and this is what I'm getting here, it says, part of what you try to do is to break the chains from it. It scares you to break the chains from it, to get away from it.
Yeah, and that's not working. So I think I need to go the other way.
Exactly. It says here, next to that, the angels are saying, that doesn't work. You've got to learn another way.
Uh-huh.
It's the Empress. She's calm about things. She looks at things for a while to understand. She might question, and it says, but the Empress kind of sits there and goes, no, you're not going to do that to me. Okay?
Right.
And make a connection. Now, because they're telling me that, as like you said, as you're trying to disconnect and everything else, it's almost like the energy gets stronger.
Yep.
Okay, see, I don't even know, but they're going, then they try even harder to get across. Now, you hear my birds, and they usually don't make any noises when I'm actually doing a reading.
Really?
Yeah, right. So they're picking up on some of this on top of it. And it's a pushing a button. Beep, beep. Okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't do that. He might say my name, but he doesn't do that. Okay. Okay, we got it. He's looking at me like, okay, wrong answer. I know. Okay. and me mentioning birds, okay? it says that it is a situation that you also, and this is, because you pick up on some energies that you know, is that right, are not human?
Yeah.
Okay. I think there's a lot more of those existing on this earth, and they're not always bad.
Yeah.
But they're weird.
Right,
They're wrong. They're frightening because we don't understand them. It would be like someone who had never had any history and ended up and never studied any books and never saw any pictures. And let's say they're giving me, and you go to Africa and suddenly a baboon jumps up in front of you.
Right.
Like, holy, what is that? You know, oh my God, that's a freak.
Right.
Well, no. When you know what it is, you're a lot calmer about it. Well, maybe not exactly, but you would be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it does say here that it says, do a new beginning. And you already know, stop trying to break the chains. It won't work because they're going to get stronger to try to get your attention.
Right.
Because you are among, let's say, the few on this earth relative to the sheer numbers of people that naturally know about it. It's like your, do you ever see E.T.,
right.
The movie?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's from, you have the human form, but you're a little bit of an E.T. You understand it, okay? So you pick up on it. It says you're going to be able to use them if you learn to work with them. Now, here's the part that I think is why, part of why even, Romeo, that's enough. beep, beep, okay.
Yeah.
But you also, do you pick up on people that have passed on?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, because they've got people, you're picking up on that. You're going to probably get more of them that'll be coming to you.
Yeah.
That'll want to talk to you. It says here, it says, this is part of your path. I'm sorry, but this, and the basis of the matter, this is why you came here.
Yeah.
We need help, and you are one of the workers, or one of the selected workers. And it says in the angels, my special angels and guides card, it says, you can make magic. It's talking to them and saying, excuse me, don't you bother me now.
Okay.
And that's what I'm getting here, your crowning cards. It's be strong.
Yeah.
Okay. And it says, don't be blind, but be strong and say, no, this is not a good time. You leave me alone. Or it says the new beginnings with the strength. And not fighting them off and saying, now you can come around, but you've got to wait. You know, you don't do it in the middle of the night to me.
Okay.
And say, I'll be glad to help, but you have to understand, you got to do it my way because this earth works differently. Now, you might be saying all this in your mind. You might say it out loud. I don't care.
Right.
But the angels are saying, now, you've tried to look at books and all that kind of thing, and I'm sorry, but according to this, it says your powers are beyond that. The books get a little too boxy. I say a box. They want to put it in a box.
Yeah.
Do you kind of feel that?
I feel that.
You read it?
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I just started really, like, this past 2 weeks has been crazy. And I want to, I've been researching it, and it kind of freaked me out because I don't really look into this a lot, but I've been reading a lot that like attracts like, and because I see some things that like you're saying are like otherworldly, like they are, I don't know, they're like, oh, if you have a good soul, if you have a good spirit, you're not going to see things like that.
It's not true, because you have an ability. No, my guides and angels are even giving me chills. They're saying, no, that's not true, because you have an exceptional ability to be able to see all of it. But because it's ugly doesn't mean it's bad.
Right.
It's just scary.
Okay. Yeah.
It's really, this is the way the cards I've got with all the angels, and it's all the way across. You are... in your own unique way, an angel that's got a lot of power. So they want you to use it. And that's what I'm getting here. It says, don't fight it. Move along with it. Get some, don't be afraid. I know it's the fears and, you know, the weird and all that, okay?
Yeah.
And that's part of what this world kind of puts out there. I mean, Hollywood and a lot of them like that. Oh, it's scary, and you got to get rid of them, and you got to sage,
right,
and you can't have them around,
right,
okay? Don't get into fighting it. Get into controlling it, being calmer about it,
yeah,
telling them what the rules are, okay?
Okay.
It says loving them. Kind of like they might even be injured animals in their own way, okay? And they may be lost.
Okay.
They may be nasty, but, you know, it's kind of like, I know with parrots, some of the rescue parrots, they're mean.
Right.
But
right,
if you work with them, they can become very sweet. Not really totally sweet, but they can become nicer, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you do any readings for people?
No. Well, I mean, nothing for anybody outside of like feeling like energies in like my husband's dad's house. I just,
okay,
told them who was there and why they were there, and that's it. I don't do it for anybody else. I've gotten things, but I don't know how to approach people and be like, hey.
Okay. Well, just if it starts to open up here,
yeah,
okay, and this is how I got started, and I guess I realized that I was able to see some of the future. There were certain things that happened in my life that, you know, I would say things and, you know, and then it would come about and people wouldn't believe me because I was younger, okay?
Right.
First thing I started using were runes. I don't know if you know runes.
No.
R-U-N-E-S. Then I got curious because I had someone use the tarot cards,
mm-hmm,
and do a reading, and I got a little curious about that because I was trying to solve some situations in my own life, and I started doing it, and some friends knew it, so they said, well, will you do something for me, and I ended up doing some readings for friends, and then it became friends of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that you want to be doing that per se, okay, but maybe the universe will drag you in. I ended up doing this full-time, kicking and screaming, but I'm glad I did, okay? I mean, literally, it's like, I'm not doing that. Oh, yes, you are.
Yeah.
Okay. It says to do a little bit with it because it says you will be amazed at how much over time that you'll question it yourself, but it'll be what you need to say. And I get you'll be able to help more than you realize.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of unanswered things in this world that people just don't know what to do next.
Right, right.
And you've got a lot of wisdom in that respect, okay? Like you said, you even told, this is what's around, don't worry about it. You talk to them, what do I do? And it isn't always, sometimes it is about, okay, if you're going to be here, go to work, okay? Or I'm not going to mess with, you know, whatever it is you're worried about in this, you know, who knows, the souls, you know,
right,
might be worried about in a particular place or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you're the unique, and that's what, I know you don't think of you that way. It says, you are. And it says, you've got a lot of strength in you, it's just you have so much, you don't know how to use it.
Yeah.
And it scares you because of what you have, and because all of these forces are trying, they're like frantic to get somebody they can communicate through. Or with.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're banging on your door.
Okay.
But you'll get messages. You're not going to stop getting them because they want you to be using them.
Right.
They're giving me here, and you've got to be careful too so that they don't end up exhausting you.
Yeah.
And say, excuse me, don't come and, you know, barge into, you know, you're having a dinner with family or something and it, you know, and it comes in, go, it's not okay.
Yeah.
Let them know when it's okay. Okay. Is there somebody that was trying to encourage you to, I don't know, work with auras or something?
I just yesterday have learned even what an aura is because I'm like super uneducated in this. And Yeah, I just started learning about them yesterday. I was talking to them with my husband. He was
okay
researching a bunch of stuff.
You know, some have the ability to see auras, some don't. Okay, some say they do and they don't. Okay, just know that.
yeah, that's what I've been running into. I've been looking for help for or just answers for years, and I haven't found anyone.
Well, and no, and I say this, and there, yes. There are a lot of people out there that would like to be able to have those abilities, and they like to convince others and make themselves almost really more spiritual to make people believe that they can do it.
Right.
I think overall that there are, it's kind of like doctors. There are some that are good and some that aren't.
Right.
Some that are really skilled, okay?
Right.
And I even learned that for sure. Now, I have to say, I'm not God. I give a lot. I'm not 100% right about things. But like I said, they hired me. It was not that I went out looking to go do this.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that makes all the difference.
Okay. I think it really does.
I'm
not going, blah, blah. And you know, people say, well, don't you do this and don't you do that? And I'm going, no. And they're like, really? There'll be certain things that they'll like, blank you out on, and other things that you'll be able to pull in. And that's what I'm getting here. It says that it will be a situation that you're going to feel like a little bit of a novice. That's what you're already feeling like, but you've been hounded, so they want you to know. So they're making you, it says they keep hollering at you.
Yeah.
To get your attention. And it does say that when you kind of, I think you're going to start somehow, you will be able to get past this part of you. And this is what's funny, because they've made you unhappy and scared with it to
yeah.
get your attention so that you'll do something about it.
Yep. It. No, I understand that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they had to do some dramatic stuff to get you to go, okay, I got to do something about this, with this, for this, to this. I don't care which way you want to call it, right?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they wanted. Now, and I'm telling you, they, the souls and the beings, they do have a sense of humor sometimes too, okay?
Okay.
So they may do some funny things too. But it says you'll do the magic and you'll keep getting stronger, and you will know even when to allow people to interfere and ask for your help.
Okay.
And when you won't. Okay?
All right.
Questions?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think you covered a lot. My head's
okay.
kind of spinning.
Okay. So what I, like I said, if nothing else, they've, what they want to say, because I get the rainbow and it says believe. Yes, you've been a little bit tattered and torn, and I do get almost it's, well, they're giving me an apology.
Yeah,
for being, they put a lot of swords in your back. They've scared you a lot. They've aggravated you. But I had some friends that when they realized what I was doing, like I said, it's how it got started, but then they kept using it, and I was doing it for free.
Yeah.
And they kept using it, and they kept using it. And I went, I don't like this, you know. It's almost like I got to the point where it was almost like, oh, that's all they want to talk to me about is because I've got this. They're not really my friend. I mean,
right.
They're my friend, but not really, okay?
Yeah.
And then when I started going, okay, I've got to do this, and I'm, you know, just to value the energy and value yourself. Okay, I'm telling you to value yourself. I didn't tell them that. I said to value the energy I'm getting,
mm-hmm.
that I'm going to be charging. And I charged not a lot, but a nice, a respectable amount.
Right.
Okay? You know, it's like, okay, and I'll do that, but it'll be $20.
Yeah.
Needless to say, the number of calls and the daily or multi-weekly questions started stopping. But they also valued the information. There were others that did it, and they valued the information more. So it's about them valuing the information also.
Okay, yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, because you've got a little bit of that going on too. You're going to see it, okay, when okay. It starts to happen that way. You don't have to go buy all the books.
Okay.
It's your path.
Yeah.
Your otherworldly lady, okay? So they want you to know that, and it says, yes, it will be, some of it's about training your mind, some of it's about blocking things out when you want to. It says they're giving you some of that knowledge, but you're going to do it. You're going to do the same thing. You're going to do things differently. It's just going to be what it is.
Okay.
Animals will let you know at times that there are those souls around. They'll give you presents.
Yeah, definitely.
Do they do it already?
Yes.
They're letting you know. They see things. Animals are more psychic than we are.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. They really are.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like my confirmation that I'm not crazy.
There you go. And that's where it starts. And that's where you start here with, and the only other thing I'm double checking, it says you're going to get the flow, the bigger picture. Okay, there's the woman with the bird on the arm again. It says, and the studying, this is your path. You are going to, you're going to open yourself to other worlds, and it's the luckiest card in the deck. It's going to be a luck. That may be where you go, okay, guys, you know, show me. Am I supposed to do this? Am I supposed to? How old are you?
I'm 23. Well, I really, really, really appreciate it.
It is my pleasure. And I'm telling you, please, when you recognize that it's a special gift and the value of it, it does make a huge difference. Okay, well, let me know if I can be of help in the future.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right.
And you take care.
You
okay?
Too. Thank you
Thanks.
So much.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so that was intense for me. I truly believed that I was a bad person. And as you can hear, I asked her if I was bad because I was seeing non-human entities, and I had done research. I was in forums. I was, you know, on these different websites. I had gone to these different online classes, and everybody said mediumship was beautiful. Mediumship was love and light and angels and just goodness from God. And whenever I mentioned to them, well, that's nice, but what about these dog things with red eyes? What about these birds with no eyes? What about things getting ripped off my neck or this little cat dragon thing? What are those? And they told me that if I'm seeing evil things, then I myself am evil.
Mm-hmm.
And these were professionals. These are legitimate people today still highly revere in the spiritual community. And I'm not here to call anybody out. That's not the purpose of this. This is not the startup drama. This is just to say that I was under the impression that perhaps I was a bad person. I thought my soul was corrupted. I thought I had done something wrong. And it was my fault that I was being inundated by these non-human entities. And thank God for this psychic, because she was the one to really tell me that it doesn't matter if they're scary. That doesn't mean they're bad. They're just different. And her analogy to seeing a baboon for the first time is so relevant. And even today, even in this first season we recorded, I hear her in my head and I hear her words. And when I encounter something absolutely horrifying, I think, no, it's not. You're just different. And that's okay. You're allowed to be different. I want to understand. Teach me. Why? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Show me your life, because you can see mine. So let me see yours. Like, and I look at things so much differently, and I see others making the mistake that I myself have made and probably will make in the future of jumping to assumptions and judging something before they truly figure it out. But that moment was so impactful. In the reading, she encouraged me to really just embrace it, start giving readings, and go for it. So I was about to quit my job. I had another opportunity that was arising. So I knew I was going to quit. And the shop owner's mother was still nagging me every single day to give her daughter a reading, basically, and tell her that she was there. So I told her mom, I said, I will do it. I'm going to quit. I will tell her on my very last day that you're here. And if there's anything you'd like to say to her, please tell me now. So her mom followed me around that entire day. She went shopping with me. She pointed out things I was getting in my cart. She pointed out flowers at the store she wanted me to buy. And I'm like, no, I'm poor. What do you not understand about this? You know how much your daughter pays me. It wasn't enough. That's why I'm getting a new job. So anyways, she gave me some information. All of it I thought was irrelevant, and I got very annoyed because I'm like, you have been nagging me at this point. It had been almost a year that she had been bothering me, and I was like, I ask you for information, and you give me all this nonsense. Mm-hmm. I was like, you woman, how dare you? How dare you nag me? And when I ask you for validating evidence, you give me garbage. So I was ticked off, but regardless, I was like, I'm just going to tell her. I made a promise. I had called you and I told you,
yeah,
I'm about to quit and I'm going to tell her that her mom's here.
Mm-hmm. No, I remember because I remember leading up to this because every time you had a shift, you'd come home and be like, she won't leave me alone.
I know.
And it was just one of those things where it was like, you told me, you're like, I'm going to quit. And I'm telling her, I'm like, yes, do it.
Because I had to shut her mom off. She genuinely followed me this last week. She came home with me. She was in the stores with me around the shop. She would just follow on my heels and be like, so you're going to do it, right? You're going to. Yes, I promise you. And as soon as I promised, the spirit backed off a little bit. She did. So it was my last shift and I had called my boss and I was like, hey, you're going to come here when I close, right? And take my keys. And she's like, nah, keep your keys. She's like, I'll get them from you another day. We had become friends. I truly liked her. We were friendly at this point. She's like, no, just stop back by and hand me the keys another night. And I was like, I thought you said you were going to come here and say goodbye since it was my last shift. And she's like, I'm really busy. And she's like, I'm just not going to be able to do it. And I remember telling her, I was like, hey, listen, I need to tell you something and I need you to come into the shop. And she got real serious. And she's like, okay, I'll be there. Mm-hmm. And I called you and I was like, it's going down. It's going down.
It's about to go down.
Yeah. I was like freaking out. So we close up, we lock out the shop and we're standing there and she's like, so what do you have to tell me? And I just start trembling. Mm-hmm. I am visibly shaking. And she's like, oh my God, are you okay? What happened? Mm-hmm. We had some really wild customers throughout my time there. She thought maybe one of them was harassing me. And she's like, oh my gosh, did this seriously happen on your last day? I was worried that, you know, this one certain customer would do this. And I was like, no, it wasn't them. I was like, I have to tell you something. And I started crying. And she's like, why are you crying? And I told her, I was like, I'm about to tell you something. I was like, and you might think I'm crazy, I said, but I promise you I'm not. And I was like, I haven't told anybody this since I was a child, I said, but I really need to tell you because I have to tell you because I promised your mom. And her eyes got big and I was like, I'm a medium. And she's like, I knew it. And I was like, wait, what? And she's like, I knew it. She's like, you've mentioned things around the shop. She's like, the way your face looks when you taught, when I brought up my mom, she's like, I know my mom's here. And she's like, and I had a feeling you were at least sensitive. And I'm like, oh my God. It was like, I was just laughing because I'm like, oh my gosh, how out of all the people in the world are you like one of the ones who would just be like, sweet, I knew it. So
you don't know anybody else like that.
You. Well, she's a special person.
Oh, I know.
So I was like, I guess you already know your mom's here. And she's like, oh my gosh, when did you first see her? And I told her the very first shift I had, I had got a feeling. I was like, and within the first week, I immediately knew it was your mom. She's like, you've known this whole time. Why didn't you tell me? And I was like, nobody's ever believed me.
Right.
I've told people before and they all think I've lost my mind. And she's like, oh my gosh, you know, what else did she say? And I was like, well, funny you should ask. I had told her some things which rung true. But the one major thing that convinced me without a shadow of a doubt that I was a medium was, I saved it to the end. Her mom showed me a symbol and I had drew it on a sheet of paper and I thought it was absolute nonsense. It had really, really, really ticked me off that she showed me, but it was a very specific symbol. And it was of a flower. It had a certain number of petals and the petals were a very distinct shape. And I had it on a sticky note and I didn't tell her about it because I didn't think it was relevant. And we were getting ready to leave and she's like, was there anything else? And I was like, yeah, you know, since you've been so accepting, I don't know if this means anything to you. I said, but your mom really was down my neck about showing you the symbol, but I couldn't figure it out what it means. So it probably means nothing to you. I showed her and her jaw hit the floor. She just started crying. And I was like, wait, why are you crying now? Like, why are you crying? And she pulled down her pants on the side. And low on her hip, she had that exact symbol. And she's like, nobody knows this because my mom kept it a secret. She said one weekend they like went to go get matching tattoos. And they had picked out this flower. It was the exact same size and shape. And she said they had got matching tattoos. And obviously, I had never seen the boss of the shop without, you know, pants on. So I was just like, there was no possible way I could have known she had that tattoo. There was also no possible way I could have known if she had that too, if that was connected to her mother.
Mm-hmm.
So at that moment, I was just like, holy shit, there's something here. This is real. And I told you about it. And what was your impression? Like, what the heck did you think? Because I called you when I came home and I was just like, and then this, and then this, and then this, and then you'll never believe the symbol.
I was super impressed because I was like, at this point in time, I mean, you've told me a million things that were verifiable. And I was just like, yeah. And then what? Yeah, I told you. I just remember, like, I was like proud of you for stepping out of your comfort zone and doing it.
Yeah.
And it's like, but like, I was not surprised by the result at all. I was like, I knew it.
It was wild for me. That was the moment when I was like, all right, I'm a believer. I'll call myself a medium. I'm in. I'm totally in. And me and my boss ended up becoming really, really good friends. And she sort of became like my spiritual advocate. Her and her mom together were just super in my corner, encouraging me to give readings. And I did. My boss had sort of become like my agent and was setting up all these readings for me to do for people. And I had started giving readings on the regular and just going at it left and right. And the funniest thing was starting to happen is that every time I gave a reading, the spiritual activity in our house got better.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I got a reading, the scarier things weren't there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I gave back to the spirit world, the nicer they treated me. Things started having boundaries and things started backing off and things only started coming during the day. And it had just completely changed to where I no longer felt like they were trying to attack me because I had finally given into what they wanted, which was using it and giving time for spirit. And even to this day, it's the reason I created the podcast. I started ignoring spirit a little bit before I released this podcast. And I had made a deal that they needed to back off, and in exchange, I would tell my story. And I thought, you know, if I can dedicate an hour or a half hour every other week, hopefully that would be enough to keep some of the spirits at bay.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked. So thank you guys, because you saved me. And I don't think this is the case for everyone. I don't think that chain analogy that you heard earlier in the reading I don't think it happens for everybody this way. For me personally, I absolutely have to give time to spirits, and my vital energy really relies on it. I will get sick if I don't give time to spiritual energy. Just as, you know, it's a really weird sort of balance.
Yeah, it's almost like you kind of need to eat to survive. It's like you need to use your abilities to keep healthy and happy and safe and sane.
Yeah, it's an incredible relationship that I really hope to document.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think some people have the same relationship I do. It comes in a lot of different forms. I've seen people to where spiritual energy really affects them negatively.
Right.
It can for me, but on the whole, typically I need it to live. I have to put my energy into spirit because it almost gives me energy back. After every single investigation, we're so opposite because you're completely tapped and I'm running around like a lunatic because mm-hmm. I'll have the most energy I've had in days.
Yeah, I am dead tired by the end of our investigations, like to the point where like I come home and I'm falling asleep in the shower, like, and you're just like, And then, and just bouncing off the walls with energy. And I'm like, how are you even alive right now? I am just beyond my point of exhaustion.
Yeah, it's really strange. And even like personal or private cases, if I start to feel really sick in the real world, if I go and give a reading, I get this like burst of like energy to where I feel like the healthiest I have been in my entire life. It's really, really, really strange, the relationship that I have with it. But I hope to document it. Maybe I can figure it out for some other people who feel the same way. And I mean, you're going through your own thing for right. Maybe people who experience energy in your way. I know you and I are pretty much polar opposites in how we get energy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Spirit Diaries. That was the legitimate recording from 2017 when I spoke to this woman. And like I said, the moment changed my life. It changed my life forever. So I'm incredibly grateful, and I hope you all have trusted people in your life and have just incredible moments just the same as this woman was able to gift me. So thank you all for listening to the Spirit Diaries.